The Taoiseach Simon Coveney will have his first meeting with the new Northern Secretary in Belfast this afternoon. Brandon Lewis was appointed last week after Julian Smith was sacked in the cabinet reshuffle carried out by the British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. We can talk to our Northern editor Tommy Gorman now. Tommy, it was felt that Simon Coveney and Julian Smith's good relationship helped create the momentum for the recent agreement which restored power sharing. And I suppose the question is, can that continue with Mr. Lewis, mindful that Mr. Coveney himself may not be in the job for much longer either?
Audrey, one of the really significant things about Simon Coveney and Julian Smith was this dynamic was established at a time when the winds were working in their favour. The parties in Northern Ireland were under fierce pressure to make a deal. They had run out of road with the electorate. Brandon Lewis is very, very unlucky in that he's taking over the job in completely different circumstances. Now the Stormont administration is in place and there seems to be a competition every day for civil servants to come up with a description of how bad it is in the different sections. Just the other day, somebody from Transport and Infrastructure was saying the bus and rail services needs 30 million immediately, otherwise it's running out of funding. Health is the very same. Legacy is the very same. And one thing Brandon Lewis had in common with Julian Smith is they're the same age. Brandon Lewis is a former chairman of the Conservative Party. Julian Smith had been the chief whip. So they know the workings of it. Brandon Lewis of the Conservative Party, Brandon Lewis in many respects is a company man. Julian Smith was known as being an independent thinker who would challenge things. But for me, Brandon Lewis seems to be very, very unfortunate in that the weather has changed on his watch. And whereas he's seen as the company man, the safe pair of hands, he's actually inheriting what amounts to a bag of weasels politically in Northern Ireland.
Right, because Julian Smith got on with the political parties as well. I know eventually he shoved the DUP into making the deal and Sinn Féin towards the end, but they all got along with him.
They did because they found common cause, they found common purpose. He's extremely personable. And again, it's the difficulty for Brandon Lewis of following a very, very good act. Now, he's coming in at a time when the amount of interest Westminster has in Northern Ireland is going to be quite limited. And there often was the situation for a Secretary of State where he took all the pain, he took all the abuse from the Northern political system, he brought that across to Westminster, he translated it to do as much as one could, whether it was male or female person in that role. But what's different on this occasion is the lack of interest in Westminster for Northern Ireland is quite marked. The problems are building up locally. Let me just give you, say, some of the examples. Say, on the question of legacy, how to deal with the past, who pays for the pensions, the troubles pensions that are going to be given to people. But the financial issues that have been building, and the greatest scale here in Northern Ireland is, if you think it's going to cost that much, actually you can double it or you can treble it. And that seems to be the pattern. One other interesting thing that's worth pointing out, say in the light of discussions you're having at different parts of the programme, do you remember with the DUP, part of their problem was when they became kings in Westminster, they had the problem of Stormont that hadn't been, Stormont was in mothballs. And the DUP were really stretched within their resources. The DUP have learned from their mistakes. They're now trying to do business here. But guess what's happening on the other side? Sinn Féin, suddenly, they have this new area of activity. It's south of the border. It's in Dáil Éireann. And they're giddy with excitement about it. But one of the interesting things for me is if you look around in the last while in Stormont and you say, where's so-and-so and where's so-and-so? Where are the backroom people? An awful lot of them at the moment are doing as the DUP did with Westminster. An awful lot of them for very obvious reasons. Their bandwidth is quite stretched, quite challenged by what's going on south of the border.
Is there unity, though? I know you outlined there some disagreements within the parties over what was agreed in the new document which restored power sharing, whether it's the Irish Language Act, the flags, legacy and so on. But is there unity, Tommy, around the concerns about the work permit scheme announced by the government in Britain this week?
Absolutely. There's unity on one thing. That they've got problems of a monumental scale, that they need more money, and that they're expecting the British government to come up with it. There's unity as well. That, do you remember, I noticed, say, in that opinion poll that came out immediately, or in that, say, the survey that took place during the general election, immediately after, say, the votes were cast, and people said they didn't really care, Brexit didn't really come up on the radar. I think what's happening in Northern Ireland is there's a recognition that the theory of Brexit was worked out, and now there's unity on the fact that the practicalities are coming down the track, and people are terrified by the depth of the implications, because I think the implications are beginning to come home to roost, including, say, for instance, what happens in relation to the migrant labour that is such a feature of the Northern Ireland economy.
Yeah. Tommy, thank you very much. Tommy Gorman there, our Northern editor.